Hello and welcome to English Pronunciation Pod, the English pronunciation podcast dedicated to improving your pronunciation of American English. I'm your host, Charles Becker, coming to you from New York City, the multicultural capital of the world. English Pronunciation Pod is for anybody who wants to improve their pronunciation of American English. Transcripts of our lessons are available at our website, EnglishPronunciationPod.com. On our website, you can also download our full English pronunciation course in MP3 format, Best Accent Training MP3s. In this week's podcast, we're going to learn how to pronounce words that contain O, U, G, H. This spelling pattern has a few different pronunciations. Becoming aware of these pronunciations is an important step in making your pronunciation clear and understandable. The focus of this week's podcast is learning three of the main pronunciations of O, U, G, H. We're also going to practice these sounds in some key words and phrases of English. Listen and repeat the following words. Thought. Though. Tough. The spellings of these words are very similar. They all contain the letter combination O, U, G, H. But notice how the vowel sound of each of these words is actually different. Same spelling pattern, different vowel sound. In most languages of the world, the way a word is spelled is usually the way it is pronounced. There is a direct correspondence, a direct connection between spelling and pronunciation. Unfortunately, this is not the case in English. One spelling pattern can have a few different pronunciations. This is especially true of any word containing the letter O. The same is true with the spelling pattern O, U, G, H. There are four possible pronunciations, and we should gradually begin to become familiar with them and learn the key words which contain them. Today, we'll learn three of the most common and important pronunciations of O, U, G, H that you need to know. Let's begin with a pronunciation of O, U, G, H we find in a good number of important words in English. The first pronunciation of O, U, G, H we're going to learn is aw, as in the word thought. Let's begin by just repeating the vowel sound. Please listen and repeat. Aw. Aw. This vowel sound, aw, was covered in podcast number 22. And you can also find a full detailed lesson on how to pronounce aw with many practice exercises in my full English pronunciation course in MP3, Best Accent Training MP3s. To review, in order to pronounce aw, your tongue moves back, and the back portion is somewhat raised. Your lips are somewhat rounded, but not forward. Your jaw is somewhat open. Now let's practice pronouncing some important words containing aw, spelled O-U-G-H. Please listen and repeat. Bought. Thought. Brought. Fought. Cough. Now let's practice one of these words in a key phrase of English. Please listen and repeat. That's an interesting thought. The next pronunciation of O-U-G-H that we're going to learn is uff, as in the word tough. This pronunciation is different in two ways. First, it contains a different vowel sound from the previous example. It contains the vowel uh, also known as the schwa sound in English. Uh is the neutral sound of English. Your tongue is centered, flat, and relaxed. There is no muscular contraction. Your lips are relaxed as well. See my full English pronunciation course in MP3, Best Accent Training, or podcast number 13 for a detailed lesson on how to pronounce uh. The second difference, and more obvious, is that the GH is pronounced F. So let's practice this combination of uh and F. Please listen and repeat. Uff. Now let's practice some key words in which O-U-G-H is pronounced uff. Just looking at these words, you would never guess that the pronunciation of the O-U-G-H is uff, but in fact it is. Please listen and repeat. Enough. Tough. Rough. Now let's practice one of these words in a key phrase of English. Please listen and repeat. My exam was really tough. The last pronunciation of O-U-G-H that we're going to learn is O. This vowel was covered in podcast number 26. First, let's practice just saying the vowel sound O. Please listen and repeat. O. O. Here are some key words of English in which O-U-G-H is pronounced O. Again, just looking at these words, you would never guess that the pronunciation is O, but in fact it is. Please listen and repeat. Though. Although. Dough. Now let's practice one of these words in a phrase. Dough, D-O-U-G-H, as you probably know, is what bread is made from. But it's also slang for money. It's commonly used among friends in social settings. So we can practice using it and using although in a sentence. Please listen and repeat. Although he doesn't have much dough, he bought us some drinks. Finally, let's practice all three pronunciations of O-U-G-H in one sentence. We're going to practice the words although, thought, and tough. Please listen and repeat. Although I passed the exam, I thought it was tough. Learning the vowels of English and learning to speak English with a standard American accent is a gradual process, but if you work at it regularly and practice as often as you can, you're going to improve. Accent reduction is primarily a physical activity. It's important to have the right training tools for better pronunciation. That's why I recommend that you try my full English pronunciation course in MP3. Best Accent Training MP3s. No matter what your first language is, Best Accent Training has the lessons you need for speaking English clearly and correctly. Best Accent Training MP3s contains all the sounds of English, with step-by-step instructions and practice exercises. You get MP3 lessons on every vowel of English, every consonant, syllable stress lessons, intonation lessons, and connected speech. Best of all, Best Accent Training is a fast and easy download that you can put on your MP3 player and take with you wherever you go. I specifically designed it for that purpose. Best Accent Training MP3s, available for download at our website, EnglishPronunciationPod.com. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions about this podcast, feel free to contact me at contact@EnglishPronunciationPod.com. From New York, this is Charles Becker saying thank you for joining us and see you next time.